It would be hard to argue that Colorado Springs has a single greater resource than its natural beauty and access to the outdoors. As locals and tourists flock to the trails and open space after a long, rainy spring, KRCC's Noel Black checked in with Susan Davies, Executive Director of the Trails and Open Space Coalition, and Bob Falcone, President of the Friends of Cheyenne Canyon.
It's the middle of summer, which is part of why we wanted to have you in, because it's in a lot of ways the time that everyone wants to get outside and do things. And so I don't think I can get any more general than this, but what's going on with trails and open space?
So I would say we have, you know, various degrees of where our focus is. First of all, we've got a lot of damaged trails. We've got a lot of trails that were impacted by the May rains, the flooding. And what may surprise people is that the amount of rain, the intensity of the rain, and the damage created by that rain was actually worse than the September 13 flooding. And a lot of people find that surprising because that was the first time we brought, you know, federal, FEMA money, all this out. Well, this was actually worse. So we're waiting with bated breath and fingers crossed.
And why is that?
It was worse because we got more rain. And
oh, wow.
So we got more over a prolonged period of time, and so that the levels were higher. Then what happened, as the ground was saturated, the erosion just continued. So we have lost so many feet of trails, both on the Fountain Creek Trail, the Greenway, up at the Foothills Trail. You know, we just have a lot of damage, widespread damage, that is going to cost literally millions to fix.
And the Santa Fe Trail, how much of it washed out?
You know, I wish I had an exact feat for you. So that would be the southern end of the trail. But there are some key areas. I mean, I would have to say probably, you know, about a mile or so. And,
wow.
and some of the damage was really profound, where they're going to have to go in and engineer and fix it. It's not just a simple fix.
So for those who don't know, maybe talk about where TOSC's money comes from and whether or not that money also includes significant amounts for repair or not.
I wish. No, we are strictly funded by the people. So it's through memberships, it's through our Starlight Spectacular, through our marathon in the fall, and through a few grants, but we don't receive any public money at all.
So TOPS money, and this I have to ask this every time because I always forget, TOPS money is different. That comes from
Correct.
The state, right?
No. Okay, so TOPS money is local. So we feel we are the keeper of TOPS. And TOPS comes from every time you spend $10 within the city of Colorado Springs, one penny goes to the TOPS fund. And it comes to about $7 million a year. Now, some TOPS money could go for some of those repairs, but we're also looking for, you know, some federal help, and we'll hear soon if we get that.
Aside from the damage, the profound damage it's done, which is probably first on your mind, what else is going on? What other victories have there been? I know that the incline recently reopened. What's going on in the plus column?
So there are some great things, and Bob will be sharing some trail projects that he's involved with. But I would say a couple of the real exciting things. We've got GOCO, which is Greater Outdoors Colorado. We got money for the Legacy Loop, and that's huge. That's a 100-year-old project that we've been trying to see completed. 10 miles that will connect the Pikes Peak Greenway, which is our main trail in our city. It's our north-south route. So the Greenway will be connected to the Rock Island Trail, the Shooks Run Trail, and then when we get the southern piece done, it will then connect back to the Greenway. So this is going to allow so much connectivity from neighborhoods that want to get on the Greenway, get downtown. What we forget is that our trail system is not just a recreation system. It's a transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
People use it to get to work, to get to the store, get to the library. So by filling these gaps with the Legacy Loop, it's going to be huge for our trail system.
Okay, so the Legacy Loop goes along Monument Creek and Fountain Creek at the southern end. Where would it turn back towards Shooks Run?
So it would be, you know, where Shooks Run just ends at the southern end of it.
Right, in
where
downtown.
It right.
So where will it connect up from there?
So around Las Vegas in that area, there are some properties that need to be procured, but talks are underway. So then we'll get an easement through those areas, and it'll connect back up to the Greenway.
So that's really exciting.
That's extremely exciting, and it's been a goal for so long. On the north side, what'll happen?
And wasn't it called like the Emerald Circle, or is that on the outer? That's the outer sort of ring of open spaces, right?
It's had a lot of names.
Okay.
You're right. But you're right. At one point, it was called like the Emerald Necklace or something like that. But it is a loop trail that would accommodate downtown. And then on the north side, it would connect to Templeton Gap, Rock Island, back to the Greenway. It's great.
What other connectivity is going to happen in the near future?
Huge issue is Cottonwood Trail. So you have Cottonwood Trail that starts in Cottonwood Park that a lot of people use for disc golf on the near east side, correct? And what happens is people get on that trail and then they get to Academy and you can't get across Academy. So what's really exciting, within the next 2 years, there is going to be a box culvert put under Academy, and that it's going to allow those hikers and cyclists to get under Academy, continue on the Cottonwood Trail, and get all the way to the Greenway. That's going to be a huge east-west connection, and it's going to take them all the way out under Powers, which is kind of underserved under that area. So to get some trails out there and connect them with the rest of the trail system is going to be great.
Bob, did you want to comment on that? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the other thing that's in the works, too, is the Chamberlain Trail, which will connect north and south and actually connect. It'll go through North Cheyenne Canyon Park. A small piece of that was done last year by Medicine Wheel that connected Stratton Open Space and North Cheyenne Canyon. Eventually, that will run through North Cheyenne Canyon Park, through the Broadmoor area into Fort Carson and back into Fountain.
Interesting.
And connect to the regional trails down in Fountain.
And that connects also to Bear Creek on the north end, right? So one could ostensibly go all the way from Fort Carson over to Manitou on the Intamin Trail.
That's exactly correct.
And without having to cross a lot of major roads.
So, Noel, picture this. So you have a trail system in Colorado Springs one day that accommodates the road bikes. It's a paved trail, what we call a Tier 1 trail, that people want to really, as I said, use for transportation. But then you have people that want that wilder experience. And then they use the Chamberlain Trail to go through the foothills and go all along the western edge of the city. I mean, how magnificent is that going to be?
Yeah, I think that it'll be amazing. And I know from my own adventures with my kids and otherwise that you do find these strange gaps, but you know that there must be a way to get through it. And it sounds like that's all coming together.
That's the good part. It's the vision. It's the master plan we just completed that really spells out a vision that is going to do those things. Plus, there's a plan for a 100-kilometer trail, a springs loop all the way around the city that connects all these different trails and open spaces. And I mean, you know, we haven't even talked about how we're going to pay for that. But that's going to be amazing, you know. So you have, what is it called, Blue Stem Prairie. People have never even heard of it, let alone used it. But there would be a trail that would connect that open space with other open spaces, and you could have 100K runs or bicycle rides or whatever. But so that's the vision. Now we got to figure out how to pay for it.
And what percentage of that can TOPS pay for?
Well, so you have that $7 million, and the way the ordinance reads, up to 20% can be used for trails. So, you know, that's not a bad chunk. You know, that's about, you know, $2 million, $1.5 million a year that can be used on trail projects. The problem is we have so many more trail projects than we have dollars to do. So what we're thinking organizationally is, when we go back to the folks to reissue TOPS, because it does end in 2025, we're going to try to push them for an increase. And we think we have really good data to support it. You have Douglas County with a 0.17 TOPS. And again, ours is just 0.1. You have Jefferson County with a 0.5. You have Boulder County with like 0.7. So there's a lot of counties and communities that are spending a lot more on these things. And we're competing with those communities, you know, for jobs, for businesses, and a lot of the quality of life issues that companies make their decision on involve trails.
It raises an interesting point, particularly here in Colorado Springs, because I think it would be easy to say that it's probably one of the only popular, if not the only popular tax in the greater Colorado Springs area, being as tax averse as we are in this region, at least the majority. It seems that the open space and the trails has been really popular and really important, not just to make these things happen, but as part of the identity of the region.
You can hardly go a month without picking up or seeing an online report or a survey that shows Colorado is one of the most outdoor-friendly places and popular places. And Colorado Springs usually is on the top of that list. And we're talking 10 years from now when that comes up for renewal. And obviously, the city's going to continue to grow during that time. And I think part of that growth is driven by people who want to spend that time outdoors. And we are seeing a little bit of a change in the tax adverse thinking in Colorado Springs. People aren't necessarily going to vote for a general, just we're going to raise taxes type of thing. But when they see it going to something they like, they tend to vote for it. the ballot initiative last year for the county to keep their excess Tabor funds and put it towards parks and open space was approved by a 70% margin.
And that's an enormous landslide in political terms.
Absolutely.
And in El Paso County. Yeah. I mean, come on, right?
And you remember, the bulk of those voters in El Paso County were city voters. It's obviously the main population base for the county is the city, and that was approved by an overwhelming majority. I think 10 years from now, as the city grows and that attraction of the outdoor activity is here, I think it you know, who can predict the future and what happens between now and then? But I think the possibility of that, with a modest increase, and, you know, not asking the sun and moon, but a modest increase and showing that you have a plan, tends to be a recipe for success for these kind of things.
Talk about some of the open spaces that people may not even be aware of. And I'm guessing for some who live on this side of town, it's probably going to be more places out east, and maybe people out east, maybe they're less familiar with places over here. But what are some of the, as far as use goes, places that people might be less familiar with?
You know, a lot of those are going to be more of the county regional parks. Clear Spring Ranch is a small park that's opposite, it's off of I-25, and it's opposite the Ray Nixon Power Plant, for example. Is a very nice little piece of open space there with a couple of trails, runs right along the creek there. Kane Ranch is still under development. That's in the county. That's a nice piece of open space, again, on the east side of town. Blue Stem Prairie, which has already been developed, that's over by the, I'm drawing a blank here, the reservoir just south of the airport where Blue Stem Prairie is. And that's a piece of wetlands, actually, that is in this area. And who's familiar with the wetlands in this environment? But it is a nice piece of wetlands out there, and it's a gorgeous piece of property. Homestead Ranch Park, way out by Peyton, is a beautiful little park. Again, part of the county park system, and it's a nice little park. It's maybe a 30-minute drive from Colorado Springs to get there, but it's a nice little park, and a lot of people had the opportunity to go out there and take a look at it, and it's got some great mesas up there and some nice views. So those are a number of the places. County has a number of them, but they're still in the development stages. So, you know, they're not available to the public to go access them yet, but they're working on developing them and opening them over the next several years as funding's available and manpower's available to do that.
What open space in the more central part of the city that's more developed does TOSC have its eyes on to possibly preserve? I noticed driving over the Mesa up by Coronado High School that it's getting filled in up there. Things like that where you think, wow, I didn't even really think of that as open space until they started building on it.
Isn't that
sometimes
true?
You're not aware of it.
Very true. So I would say, like, for example, Flying W Ranch, you know, the jury is still out on kind of what will happen with that because it was badly burned up there. But, you know, there might be some land around there that would provide great access to the Forest Service and that we could put a trail in and provide some trail connectivity up in that area. There is some land up near Garden of the Gods up in that area, the sheep area, that is still privately owned, that if it would become available, it's certainly in the master plan to consider those. But Noel, you're absolutely right. A lot of the land is already gone. Now, that doesn't mean if you look east and you look at, you know, beyond Corral Bluffs, and if you've never been to Corral Bluffs.
I have been.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing. Yeah.
It is really amazing.
And it's still not open, though, is it?
It is not. It has to be master planned. And I think that they're waiting to see what happens with Banning Lewis. And we're fortunate that Norwood has expressed interest in making sure that that property is developed appropriate for the community, which would involve some public property. Now, when Banning Lewis is turned into some publicly accessible space, that will be so fantastic for the East Side, because I have to say, the East Side has not received its fair share of the TOPS money and of public support when it comes to trail connectivity, open space, and parks. Part of that is just because you have North Cheyenne Canyon on the west side and Red Rock, which is so amazing in terms of the terrain and the trees. But Prairie is beautiful, too. And when you have paleontological value, you know, with, you know, artifacts and dinosaur bones and things like that, I mean, how fabulous for the East Side to have some access to those kind of special places.
Let's talk about the streets, because some of the connectivity issue is on the streets. And, you know, we do seem to have lots of great bike lanes, but again, there are these huge gaps. What is TOSC's involvement with that and the ways that they connect to other trails? And again, looking at the Midland Trail, which seems like it would be a really great commuter trail all the way to Manitou, but it's got the dashed lines in it.
Great question. Great question. You know, we just finished a regional transportation plan for non-motorized use. And we're very hopeful that that will be used to determine the next set of 5, 10, 15 projects that make sense for our region, that connect people from where they live and where they want to go. And what we hear from people is they don't want to jump in their car and go to North Cheyenne Canyon and recreate. They want to be able to get on their bicycle at home
and
ride there. Right. And in some cases, that's very easy to North Cheyenne Canyon, your park. But in some cases, it's not.
And we're seeing that with some federal funding that's available, there are more bike lanes being designated on a lot of the roads. But that's an issue when already our roads are at capacity for vehicle traffic. And some of that is trying to change the mindset. Well, if we put more bike lanes in, we'd rather use your bikes. But that's a hard mindset to change for a lot of people. And in a city this size, the cyclists are going to be a minority, so it's harder for them to be heard. But we are seeing more bike lanes being designated. That transportation study definitely said that you need to create more of that, that it is actually an economic driver, and it does decrease the vehicle traffic, which decreases the wear and tear on the roads. And we don't have to talk about the pothole situation, which a lot of it is just driven by how many people we have driving on these roads. People are becoming aware finally that their vehicle traffic on the roads is more wear and tear. And if we can get more people on bicycles, at least in the summer months when the weather's better and more people are apt to do that, we'll see less wear and tear on the roads. And, you know, that eventually saves everybody money by having to repave the roads less often.
But they've done studies, and there's 60% of our population generally that say, yeah, I think about riding, but I don't feel safe doing it. So we have to get that 60% on bikes and make it easy for them. And that means better signage, better connectivity, you know, so that there's an easy way for them to get out of their house and get where they want to go. And I'll tell you what, I'm very excited that we have now some leadership, both on council and administration, that have said publicly, repeatedly, that bikes matter.
And Mayor Suthers, has he said?
He has. Yeah. He has. He has said, and here's what's great. No, he lived in Denver for a while. He saw how bikes are part of the transportation landscape in Denver. And so he sees how it can all work together. When we were growing up, roughly 50% of the kids would either bike or walk to school.
Mm-hmm. That's I did. Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I did, too.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
It's like 10% now.
It seems like there would be so much potential where tourism is concerned. We're looking at this city identity question, this rebranding the city in terms of the city for champions. And the first thing I thought is, why wouldn't we just be city for open space? I mean, this is what we have.
And it goes back to money. Now, yes. We had a strategic plan for my board of directors last summer, and they directed staff to put our time and emphasis on how do we make this region, the Pikes Peak region, a recreation destination. And so that's where we're putting our time. And how do we find stable funding for our parks, trails, and open space? And the two are obviously very integrated. But we think, truly, just as you say, we are the place to play. We are the place where people should come and play, get on their mountain bikes. The proximity, when you think about it, Noel, you can be downtown Colorado Springs, and 10 minutes later, you are in the midst of Red Rock open space and feel like you're in the deepest, most wonderful park.
Which makes us very different from Denver, which is so far away from the mountains, unless you live in Morrison.
Or Fort Collins or Boulder. Yeah, we are very unique in that way. Or Pueblo. So why aren't we capitalizing on that aspect of us, that thing that makes us unique?
Thank you both for all the work you do on what is, I think, really the treasure of this entire region. And thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
That was Noel Black speaking with Susan Davies, Executive Director of the Trails and Open Space Coalition, and Bob Falcone, President of the Friends of Cheyenne Canyon. To find out more about Trails and Open Space near you and learn how you can volunteer, go to krcc.org. This is The Big Something. We'll be right back. Thank you.